County Arts and Cultural Advisory Board put together the meeting to explain how the process works, what changes there are this year, and how there will be two different application forms, a shorter one for those seeking less than $7,500 and a longer form for those seeking more cash. Board member Graham Smith says the goal is careful spending.
It used to be only a long form application. That's why there's a short form. And again, it's based on being good caretakers of county dollars, honestly. So Erie County is one of the few in the country, really, that's still funding organizations in arts and culture. And so we just want to be good fiscal stewards.
The forms ask everything from the ratio of men and women on boards to whether there's a plan for shutting an agency down if federal money or state money for cultural organizations is shut off. Arts Services Initiative Executive Director Todd Knizek says county money is a stamp of approval, while on average it's less than 20% of any agency's budget.
But it's a critical less than 20% because it really is kind of almost a good housekeeping seal of approval. The fact that public money is being invested means that they're sound, as you saw from all of the criteria for getting public funding from Erie County. They really have to pass a number of tests, and that's used by culturals to leverage other investment.
The applications have to be in by June 8th with a lot of attached paperwork about the agency, its mission, its management, and whether or not the county cash is recognized on agency paperwork at events and on the website. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.